Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Residents can now explore a new food insecurity dashboard, which examines how, after paying for rent and nutritious foods, low-income earners, seniors, and those on social assistance have very little money left at the end of the month to pay for other necessities. Sarah Sang, a registered dietitian and health equity coordinator with the Halliburton Quarth the Pine Ridge District Health Unit, says the information is worrisome for some residents.
Health units are required to assess and report on the health of the local population. And we do that in various ways, like, for example, monitoring trends. And in this particular case, we're monitoring food affordability using a tool called the Nutritious Food Basket Report, the food basket costing tool. For the 2024, I mean, we do nutritious food basket costing every year. And so for the 2024 nutritious food basket, we wanted to present that in the food insecurity dashboard. We have dashboard already existing on our Health Unit website for various different topics like chronic diseases and infectious disease, for example. But this year we added the food insecurity dashboard. And so it's an interactive platform where people can, or users can interact with the data and explore information such as, you know, the rate of food insecurity in the HKPR region over a three-year period, or they can look at, you know, how much money for, you know, a family living in Northumberland County, you know, who's earning minimum wage, how much money would they have left over after paying for housing and food.
So then what is your data indicating on the first on the cost of a nutritious food for a family of four per month, maybe on low-income earners, pensioners, and those on social assistance?
Well, the 2024 cost of a nutritious food basket for a reference family of four in 2024, that is about $1,237 a month. And what that means is, like, so if we look at, for example, a family of four who is earning minimum wage, so what does that mean? So if the family of four who's earning minimum wage pays for food, so using the cost of a nutritious food basket, and pays for rent, how much money would they have left over at the end of the month? And our scenarios are showing they have, you know, $243 about left over at the end of the month. And that means, like, that's how much at the end of the month they have to spend for other basic costs of living. Childcare, maybe, you know, transportation, gas to get to the work. So we're putting the cost of a nutritious food basket in context of household incomes.
So then I would imagine that with the cost of nutritious foods, that's putting extra pressure on food banks.
In terms of the cost of food, I think isn't really about the cost of food, but more that incomes are not sufficient to meet basic needs. And, you know, while I think, you know, food banks, you know, do a good job and do a good service in the community, at the end of the day, when the problem of food insecurity cannot be solved and addressed by food banks, the real solution to food insecurity, and we have evidence that shows that it's income-based solutions that we need to address food insecurity. And what I mean by income-based solutions are like implementing a basic income guarantee, increasing social assistance rates to meet the cost of living. We need real solutions to address this issue of food insecurity.
No, I understand. I understand that in terms of the wages being of wages and income levels coming in on certain people, but the reality would be the situation of until governments move on some of these policies, the reality is that some people are going to have to either cut back on some things like food, healthy food, or they have to rely on the food bank to augment their pantry. So, I mean, what would you say or would you recommend people do in that situation? Kind of really on the reality of what's on the ground now.
Well, that is, that is the sad reality that is currently happening. And that is why it's important for us to report on this problem and report as well as the real solutions to this problem, which is income-based solutions. Because the more that we are aware of the issue of food insecurity and the real solutions that can address this problem, then we are able to come together and have a stronger voice in pushing for and demanding for these real solutions to be in place to make changes in our society.
So then has your data indicated any differences of income levels, say, from a pensioner to someone who's making minimum wage or someone who's on social assistance? Are there different pressures or different scenarios in which makes them maybe more vulnerable or more secure?
I think what the income scenarios are showing is that especially families on low income, like families, for example, earning minimum wage, or families that rely on social assistance like Ontario Works on Ontario Disabilities, Old Age Security, for example, that these families are at risk for food insecurity. Our scenarios show that when these families, when they pay for rent and pay for food, at the end of the month, there's really not a lot of money for them left over to pay for other basic needs, like, you know, clothing, you know, cleaning supplies, for example, childcare, medications. Some of these examples, a lot of them are, you know, they have like $200 or so left, but some of them just have no more money, like they're in the deficits, it shows. So families, especially low-income families, really have difficulty making ends meet because the incomes are not sufficient.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.